thank you for calling customer service, Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Well, I'm online here doing a survey, and I chose the iPad, and it says I'd already gotten one. Well, I had tried one other time, and they wouldn't accept my card, my credit card number.
Well, you might.
I found out later it had been compromised, and so I never did get it, the iPad Pro.
Well, it's not that you get the iPad Pro. What it is an entry to win the iPad.
Okay, but I never even got into that position because they wouldn't accept credit card at that. This time, it looks like it's going to go through, but then they said that I'd already done it, which I hadn't.
I don't know on that part, ma'am. Maybe it registered that you attempted. I mean, you would have. You. It's not saying you would have got an iPad. It's just saying that you had an entry already for the iPad.
No,
you,
I never did get into it.
Okay. What we can do tonight, you're not winning an iPad tonight. It's just an entry for the iPad.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So what's your account? What's your account number? I mean, not your account number. What's your zip code?
99105.
And what's your name?
Karen Kleinsmith.
Miss Kleinsmith, what's your address?
136 South Mac Road, Benj, Washington 9105.
Hold on. All right, I see here on 226, you agreed to pay $7.95 for an entry to win an iPad. All right. So, ma'am. But that was fully refunded, though. So they gave you the $7.95 back. You also was charged $56.95 on the 3rd of March, which respectfully so, because the terms and conditions say in 48 hours you'll be automatically enrolled into the gadget store, which they did. It wasn't
into
compromised.
The what store? Into the what store?
It's the gadget store. The gadget store, they have like tablets, phones, vacuum cleaners, blenders. It's a large online shopping store. So when they offer you this free entry or they offer you a free gift, as long as you pay the shipping and handling, what that is about is they're offering you that with a 48-hour trial period to say that you want to or not want to be a member of the club. And if so, the terms and agreement states that it will automatically enroll you into the club if you don't call them in 48 hours. So that's what happened with the $56.95. However,
I never understood any of that.
Yes,
that
ma'am.
Getting put into some club.
Yes, ma'am. It was in your terms and conditions. When you check the box to say terms and conditions, two things happen. It would not take your card unless you accept the terms and agreements. And if the terms and agreements were read before you check the box, it tells you that's what it's going to do. Mm-hmm. However, you was refunded the $56.95. So that's all I see here. Now, what I can see going forward, have you been canceled? They refunded you, but have the account been canceled altogether? And they refunded you the $56.95. But that's from, they refunded March, but you're not canceled, so you will receive a charge in April and May, because you'll continue to be a member.
Well, I want to cancel, but I...
So you don't want
to. Definitely
want
to cancel.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on.
Yes.
Now, you're paid up with the store until April now to use that, and you should have received a $125 gift card to shop at that store, too.
I've never received anything like that.
So it's in your email under Best Offers Fast, Best Fast Offers. That's who it would have come from. And then I'll give you an email to email out to find out where it is. Because right now, No, I take that back. You were fully refunded. So that means you have no account. Well, no, it's still open. So I can give you the support number. You can call and see, not call them, email and see if you're still entitled to your $125 to spend because you're paid or were not even paid up, but you had a membership from March until April because they was going to charge you again in April.
Well, I don't want to be.
All right.
How do I stop that?
I'm canceling that now, and okay. If you got something to write with, I give you a cancellation number.
Okay. Go ahead.
Hold on a minute.
I'm ready.
Yes, ma'am. I was notating your account.
Oh, okay.
All righty. So just notated that you wanted it canceled, even though the refund was already done. This should have been canceled. Your cancellation number is C259-159-749.
749?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So, and here's the email. Let's see here. Let me get to that address. You can email them and say, hey, I was a member. I'm a member until April 15th. Where is that $125? Where can I find $125 to shop with? So here's the email to support, SUPPORT, at selected.
What was that word?
Support at selected. SELECTED.
Okay.
At selected. Hold on. I have to find it here. Selected. Okay, selected Premier, P-R-E-M-I-E-R, Premier, discount.
P-R-I-M-I-E-R?
P-R-E-M-I-E, yeah, P-R-E-M-I-E-R.
M-I-E-R, okay.
Discount, D-I-S-C-O-U-N-T.
Okay.
Support, S-U-P-P-O-R-T .com. .com. So you should have support at selected, SELECTED, Premier, PREMIER, discount, DISCOUNT, and then support, SUPPORT.com.
Now, what is it I'm supposed to talk to them
that's
about?
That's an email, if you choose to, ma'am, to find out where your $125 is that they said they sent you to shop with free at the gadget store, or ask them how you can go online and see what the gadget store offers. That's just a communication with them if you want to. You've been canceled out as well as refunded. You was refunded and wasn't canceled. Usually, if you're partially refunded and canceled, you still can use the membership until the next month because right now you're not going to be charged next month. But you were good through March. So the email for them is to tell you, because we don't have it here. You have to ask them, you know, hey, you know, how can I get to this site to see what the site is about, or where's my $125 gift card?
Okay, so I don't really care about getting the $125 gift card. So if I do nothing, then
it's done. It's done.
Everything's done, and I've refunded. And
yes, ma'am. You was refunded anyways. I just canceled
okay.
it now so you wouldn't have created another charge in April.
Okay.
Okay. So that's all. That was just a contact information for you. But thanks for calling customer support. You have a wonderful evening.
Okay, I will remember not to do these surveys any time.
Well, they're not. I mean, we have thousands of customers. It just might not have been a good fit for you.